Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and you know the deal if you're a regular listener to this program. Pull up a chair, make yourself at home. If you're a first-time listener, the same deal applies. Pull up a chair. You're welcome here. Got plenty of chairs around the table. Today is March the 31st, last day of March. Kind of hard to believe that. It's also the Wednesday of Holy Week. We're reaching the end of Lent. And I thought that today, we're still continuing the Give Up Worry for Lent theme. That's part of this, what I'm going to be talking about on this show today. I thought it would be a good idea to look at a Bible verse from the book of Psalms. And you know, this has to do with what we're looking for, what we're longing for, what are the desires of our heart. I'm going to tell you something, and I got to thinking about this today, and I think many times for us, we are looking for God, and we don't even realize it, you know, and that's one of the beautiful things about the Lenten season. Lent gives us a chance to withdraw from some of these false sources of pleasure or peace that we're seeking, that we're using or making use of, and focus on eliminating them and making some extra time for God. So if you're able to stick around for the entire program, I think you're going to enjoy this. We'll talk more deeply about that. Hope you are having a great day. Hope you are ready to enter into the Triduum. Now, technically, Lent ends tomorrow. Now, today's Wednesday, so Lent will be ending tomorrow with the Holy Thursday liturgy, and that really, then we go into this period of time called the Easter Triduum, and I was thinking, how do I adequately explain that? Because I remember when I first heard that, it wasn't that long ago, when I first heard about Lent technically ending on Holy Thursday, I thought, that's great, why can't I break my fast and start eating my cake again and whatever, everything I gave up? But really, I think the best way to look at this is, we're entering into a super Lent period, you know, like, so whatever you have given up or whatever you've taken on for Lent, you don't want to give it up just yet. You don't want to stop doing whatever it is that you were aiming to do for Lent. You kind of want to, like, put the pedal to the metal a little bit more, kind of really give it the last burst of energy you have, because this is an incredibly intense period of time. Later in the week, we will be talking. Now, obviously, I think tomorrow we'll talk about Holy Thursday, about the Last Supper. I really want to connect you with Jesus this week, and I'll intensify things on Thursday and Friday. Obviously, Friday, we're going to really concentrate on the Lord's Passion. I'm going to do shows for the entire week. I'm still debating. I may take Monday off. I may take Easter Monday off. If I do, I'll let you know. Later in the week, but I want to make sure that we focus on Jesus and on his passion. You know, we want to be with him. We want to hop a plane and take a plane or take a camel, however we want to do it, and be with him in his last few days, really walk with him. Now, obviously, it's not possible to do time travel, but since he is alive and he is with us, it is possible to enter in to that passion and have a conversation with him and you know, literally walk with him. And you're going to get a lot out of it by doing that. So, because, you know, this is the one time of the year where we really are helped to focus on him and what he went through, the suffering he went through. And I say that because, sure, you can always open a book or watch the movie The Passion of the Christ or read about his suffering, but you don't get that help that you get during Lent. And especially during the last few days of Holy Week. Everywhere you look, if you follow the media, not secular media, but Christian media, you're going to see a lot of help to guide you along, to help you to really enter into the passion of Christ, to remember. You know, it's too easy to forget what he did for us and how much he loves us. So during these last few days, it's a really good idea to sort of immerse yourself in it. And I don't have the specifics in mind. I don't script my shows too far in advance. I really do depend on where the Spirit leads. I don't script them too far in advance, but I am going to touch on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, the Last Supper, and the the crucifixion and what Jesus went through. How I'm going to do that, I'm not sure. Okay. But just I hope you're going to be able to join me. All right, so here's what we're going to do today. Before we talk about the main topic, which is what are we desiring for? What are some of our desires? And how do we fulfill those desires? Before we do that, let's pray. And all this week I've been suggesting that we pray directly to Jesus. And we'll continue that today. We're going to look to Jesus. We're going to pray directly to him today as we continue this journey through the final few days of Lent with our Lord. All right, so would you please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father, dear Jesus, I'm so used to talking to your Father, Jesus, but this week I really want to make sure I'm talking directly to you. Jesus, as you suffered for us, even though it took place thousands of years ago at a time where we were not alive, we want to enter into this mystery and this suffering of your passion because we want to follow in your footsteps, Lord. We all have some suffering in our lives. It all pales by comparison to what you went through. But when we look at what you suffered, when we enter into it, when we ask you to accompany us, or when we accompany you and say, Jesus, tell me about what it felt like to be falsely accused. Tell me about what the pain was like. We want to know this because it helps us to recognize how much you love us, and also helps us to deal with our own problems. You know, Jesus, I complain about the weather sometimes. It's raining out right now. Or maybe I don't feel that great. Maybe something didn't turn out my way. And I tend to feel sorry for myself sometimes. But when I look at your suffering, what you went through, I mean, you didn't deserve any of this. The mere fact that you became human and lowered yourself, leaving heaven to suffer the uncomfortable things that happen every day to human beings, but on a much higher level, on a much greater level than what I'm feeling right now. I mean, you really experienced yourself. You allowed yourself to experience some pretty serious discomfort, rejection, extreme agonizing pain. That was your choice, and you did it because you love me. I need to know that, and that's why it's important for me to really immerse myself into your passion today, Lord. So therefore, I'm not going to complain as much about what happens to me, and I'm also going to understand how much you love me. So, Lord, I pray that all of us today can receive the grace that we need through the power of your Holy Spirit to go there and understand a little bit more about what you went through, Lord. Help us to know if there's any last-minute changes, issues we need to work on during Lent, maybe some attachments to things that, even if they're not bad, that might be hurting us in some way in terms of our relationship with you. Help us with that, Jesus. Send your Spirit. And Lord, I'm going to ask you this this is important because this is technically my show, but I want to say what you want me to say. I don't want to just go through my agenda. Please, through your Spirit, give me the words. Give me the words for the rest of this program, Lord. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to hear whatever the message is that you have for us and to respond to it. Thank you, Jesus. Please watch over all of us and our families and friends as well. We pray that through your kindness, we get whatever it is that we need today. In your name I ask, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. it is, well, you know, it's kind of amazing to realize that we were just in the presence of Jesus. He's with you wherever you are. He's with me. And sometimes I just start talking to him and I forget just who he is, what he's been through, how powerful he is, and how much he loves me. That's why it's important for us to always make sure that we do that, that we have that conversation with him, you know, especially during this Holy Week. But I thank you for praying along with me. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. We do this show every Monday through Friday, and I'm so glad you can join me on today's program. Again, we're going to be here for the rest of the week. And then, of course, we don't do a show on the weekend. I haven't decided. I may take Monday off. I'm not sure. I'll have to see how it goes, sort of celebrating Easter one more day. And then I'll be back next week. So either way, I'll let you know before the week is out. I want to tell you what a great privilege it is to be here with you, to spend some time with you. I absolutely love doing this show. There was a time earlier in the year where, and it was based on a matter of my struggle to pay my bills. You know, I have a family to support. Speaking work is pretty much off the table for most of the year. It's starting to come back a little bit now, but due to the pandemic, I had been shut down. And I was trying to think, and I had this conversation with God, and I said, Lord, what do we do? Am I supposed to keep going in full-time ministry? I know I'm doing a lot of writing work, but primarily I make my money through speaking. And, you know, based on your donations, you've helped me out, and, you know, I continue to really depend on you to support my work. But I'm convinced that at least for the foreseeable future, we'll say, that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So this daily podcast is a big part of my ministry. But it wouldn't be a big part of it if it wasn't for you. So thank you. Thank you for, really, your listenership is one way that God speaks to me and lets me know, yeah, this is what I want you to do. So thank you so much for hanging out with me. It means a lot. And God willing, I plan to be here for a long time to come. You know, as long as he wants me to do it, until he gives me something else. You know, I've shifted gears a few times over the course of my ministerial career, and it could happen again if he tells me. But I really do feel comfortable spending this time with you to try to make God real, to make Jesus real, to make the Holy Spirit real to you. I believe that's my goal, because, you know, they are real, but it's so hard sometimes, isn't it? So hard for them to become real. The world, the seen world, is so much more, I know this is not a word, I'm an author, so I get this, but I like it. The seen world is so much more realer than the unseen world, isn't it? You got to see matters of faith. You got to see the kingdom of God. You got to see Jesus. You got to see the Holy Spirit and the Father through the eyes of faith. And that's a combination of things. That's something you do, and it's something they do in response to you. But let's keep working on this together, because that's my goal. I want God to become even more real to you than he was yesterday. So that when you're faced with a real world problem, some kind of struggle in your life, your very real and all-powerful and all-loving Father is going to seem so much more comforting to you than that mountain that's staring you in the face. He's going to seem so much realer, again, I'm going to use that word, to you, than the problem you're dealing with, so that you don't worry. That's the goal. Okay, so thank you. Give Up Worry for Good, my new book. Now's the time to pick up a copy if you haven't. Followingthetruth.com is the easiest way to do that. I'm going to be start talking a lot more about that once Lent is over, because I really believe in it. I'll tell you more about it. We'll go through it a little bit, and I believe it will help you. Here's the amazing thing. I was talking to my wife Eileen about this earlier today. Give Up Worry for Lent. I was looking at the Amazon sales rankings. It's still selling really well, and Lent's just about over, so I am so grateful for that. That book has been such a blessing to me, and really, that book, I would have to say, is very much responsible for my decision to get back into full-time ministry. So I'm so grateful that the Lord has decided to bless that book. And if you've read it, if you're reading it, I really am grateful that you have purchased it. But head on over to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about the book, or if you want to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. So here we are, mid-Holy Week, and I talked about this earlier today. I'm going to talk about it again because I think you need to hear it. What happens when you're not feeling it? What happens when you are not feeling the whole Holy Week phenomenon? What if you're not feeling how much Jesus suffered for you? Now, it's entirely possible you're not. You can't manufacture feelings. And look, I don't want you to feel bad about that. You shouldn't. You can't make yourself feel sad or feel happy. You just can't do it. But what you can do is try to get as close to Jesus as possible this week and then see what happens. Even if you are not shedding tears for him, and you may be, and if they're not coming yet, Good Friday might really hit you. You can't force yourself to do that, right? You can't force yourself to feel extreme sorrow. But what you can do is really spend some time meditating, reading. There are a few films that really depict the Lord's Passion. And find ways to enter into that mystery, the liturgy, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, by really getting close to Christ as best as you can. Sometimes those emotions, oftentimes I should say, those emotions come about. But there are things you can do. You could be reading a little bit more. You could be spending extra time in prayer. You can make time to go to Eucharistic adoration while it's available before things get shut down a little bit beginning on Good Friday. You can go participate in the liturgies. You know, there's things you can do. You're listening to this show. That's fantastic. I pray that through my words, you will grow closer to the Lord. But I want you to not get down on yourself because of feelings. Even if you're not jumping for joy on Easter Sunday, that's okay. Don't feel bad about it, but focus on it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You know, you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you to really feel and understand what's going on. Because I'll tell you, this deal with Christ dying on the cross and rising from the dead, it's a huge deal. And don't worry, we're not done talking about it. So Easter is not going to come and go Sunday, and that's it. We've got, from Easter Sunday, we've got 40 days until our Lord ascends into heaven. It's 40 days from Easter until the ascension. And then we got 10 more days from the ascension to Pentecost Sunday. So we're talking about 50 days here. After Easter. That's the Easter season. It's not done in one day. So I'm going to do my part. And again, if you listen to Christian radio, TV, you're going to hear a lot more about what's going on there. You know, so don't worry. The feelings, let them come, but just do what you can to stay close to Jesus and to focus and ask the Holy Spirit to help. Okay, so the Bible verse I want to look at today, and this is from the Wednesday of Holy Week reflection in Give Up Worry for Lent. It's Psalm 42, verse 1. It's a very popular verse. Let me chat about it. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for you, O God. You know, there's a good possibility that you, or maybe your past version of you, would look at something like this and say, well, I wasn't really longing for God. You know, God wasn't my desire. And I'll be the first to tell you, he wasn't my desire for decades. But he really was. Because you see, what I was looking for, I was looking for peace. I was looking for comfort. I was looking for rest from the crazy world. But I was seeking it in all the wrong places. I was looking for peace, rest, comfort, enjoyment in the things of the world. Now, even though God provides any joy that we, or any enjoyment or pleasure that we experience in life from whatever, from food, all the way to sports or whatever it is, whatever we find enjoyment in, that enjoyment is essentially coming from God. But we don't want to exclude him because he, you see, we have these temporary sources of pleasure in life. But we don't want to exclude the main source. When I'm stressed out and I'm looking to get some relief and I head into a bar and start drinking, as I did many times in my younger days, or I turn on mindless TV, or I go and get some fast food, or you know, whatever it is, or I do some other things. You know, some of these things are not sinful at all. Some of them are. When I do these things to try to ease my suffering, because that's what it is. I'm suffering. If I'm having a bad day at work, maybe somebody yelled at me, maybe my boss gave me a hard time, maybe my workload is so overwhelming that I don't know how I'm going to get through it. When I try to escape and bring myself some kind of comfort, I'm really seeking God, even though I don't realize it. He's the only ultimate source of comfort. Now, the good thing about Lent, and I'm not saying you cut out all your earthly pleasures, because I think that's a little radical. You don't want to do that. But see, during Lent, the church calls us to maybe forgo the extra cup of coffee from the convenience store and take that money and give it to charity, or to take the McDonald's fast food lunch to skip it and then to give that money to charity or to buy a good religious book or something, you know, like something. And again, don't be extreme. If you're extreme, I don't think God wants that. And you're probably not going to stick to it if you just say, okay, that's it. I'm never going to watch any secular TV or listen to secular music. Listen, I listen to secular music. Not all the time like I used to, but I love music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, all kinds of other genres too. I love that. I also like some TV shows that aren't religious in nature. It's okay. You know, again, that enjoyment actually comes from the Lord, too. It's okay to watch baseball. It's okay to watch a football game. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a sin. You're going to have some interest. I have found that I have less of those interests because that's all I used to do. Is entertainment, serving myself, going out and getting all kinds of fast food and buying things. I mean, that was it. It was all about me. That desire is not there like it used to be. And I found that my relationship with Jesus, my turning my life over to him, my surrender to him, has made a huge difference. Now going to daily mass brings me a great deal of peace and comfort and joy. You know? But it's a gradual process. But all I'm saying is that for the remaining few days of Lent, here's what I would recommend. You look at this question, what do I long for? What are my desires? You know, my desire now, one of the crazy desires I have is to get back out on the road and do more speaking like I used to. And, you know, sometimes I get a little hard on myself and I think, well, you know, because I pray for this, that this will happen. COVID just completely blew everything to smithereens for me. And sometimes I think that, am I being selfish? You know, the Lord maybe wants me to write more. He doesn't want me to go out on the road. And I'm thinking like, well, I don't know. And I'm always open. I always say, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do what you want. But here's this desire I have. And then I think and I say, wait a minute. I'm not having a desire to hit the lottery so I can buy a summer home. I have a desire to go out and travel, which a lot of times isn't fun, to go and travel and share the gospel. So I don't really think this is coming from me. I mean, maybe it could be. You know what I mean? But I have desires inside of me now that I didn't have 20 years ago, for sure. I guarantee you that much. So the Lord can change your desires. But what I encourage you to do today is to just spend a little time reflecting, you know, as we close out the Lenten season, and ask yourself, what do I desire? What am I seeking after? And for some things, if I'm thirsty, I don't have to think about it. I am thirsty. What should I do about this? No, I go get a drink of water or something. If I'm hungry, let me see. I am hungry. Let me explore my options. No, I'm hungry. I eat. You know, have to use the restroom. I use the restroom. It's not a debate going on in my head. For these ordinary bodily functions, you know, it's okay to not think too much about it. You just do it. But when it comes to some of the bigger things, I am looking for peace And we're all looking for some kind of peace. How do I go about that? I need to be comforted today. I'm sad. What do I do? Do I start drinking? Do I say a prayer? Do I call a friend? Do I open my Bible? Do I turn on the TV? There are a number of different ways. Do I begin to worry? There are a number of different ways I can handle that. How do I respond to satisfying the desires that are in me? And what are those desires? And, you know, spend a little time. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And I think sometimes you will find that the way you handle sadness, the way you handle fear, the way you handle loneliness is maybe not the best way. Instead of heading to the convenience store to get some junk food first, and I'm not saying you always do this, but I think we all have a tendency sometimes. You want to spend some time with the Lord first. Pray about it. And then maybe it's okay to get yourself a treat. It's okay to do that every now and then. But you want to make sure that's not your first course of action and your only course of action. Make sure you work Jesus into the picture. Because honestly, he's going to be your only lasting source of peace and comfort and rest in this world and leading into the next world. All right, so that's my advice for you today, to spend a little time asking yourself, what are my desires? What do I seek after? What do I really want? Especially when and how do I satisfy those desires? That's the second part of it. You know, certainly you don't want to be doing anything sinful, but even the non-sinful, useless things, which leave God out of the picture, you want to really take a close look at those. Okay, I'm going to run. Thanks so much for letting me spend some time with you today. If you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Tomorrow is Holy Thursday. I plan to be back with you here on the program. I look forward to it. Hey, I'm going to even save a chair for you. How's that? Have yourself a wonderful night. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And God willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.